Bethy Boo is proud to present this audio rendition of Taken, read for you today by Photoman for You Too, written by Bethy Boo. And now, here is Taken. I watch from the shadows, my eyes adjusted to the glooming, my body in tune with the night. My hand rests on my crotch, waiting for a sign, a stirring from my loins. The park bench almost close enough for me to touch, the scent of the evening, both natural and from the throngs of people leaving the beach, wafting to my nostrils as I inhale. I listen, the sound of children long gone, just a few people lingering as the sun sits on the horizon, its fireball glory sending out its last rays before letting the moon rise and have its time. Feet shuffling, the sound of lovers kissing as they pause on the path. My cock twitches in my pants, my hand pressing down hard, letting me feel the pressure as my ass cheeks clench tight. She is with a man, frowning. But she is the one. My breath slows as I strain to hear. They are saying goodbye. A smile grows, my eyes sparkling with anticipation. She is the one. I hurry to the parking lot and scan the cars left. Not very many. One is hers. Which one? I lean casually on the post near a truck, its tire flat. The owners abandon it until the light of day will make repairs easier. Ah, there she is, walking alone. She thinks she is safe, mere feet from her car. And in the driveway, the taillights of the man who will be sorry he was not a gentleman and did not walk her to her car. My cock rises, rearing its head, demanding to be fed a tight pussy, or, depending on her, a virgin ass. At the thought, the pre-cum seeps from my pulsing slit, leaving a wet dot on my shorts. As the car turns to the roadway, and it is just her and I in the parking lot, I hasten to put my plan into motion. I walk briskly towards her, smiling my friendliest smile, both hands in plain sight so that I will not intimidate her. I let my voice carry across the lot, just as her hand is on the handle, before she has time to actually open the door. She stops and looks in my direction, and even in the glowing darkness, I can see the bright blue circles surrounding wide pupils. She frowns and looks from me to the empty parking lot. But still, she waits for me to get closer. The signs are all there. She is the one, and I will have her. She opens the door and gets inside, quickly shutting it, just as I am about to close enough to smell her. The fear emanates from her, fueling my need. I slow my stride, non-threatening, and I stop 3 feet from her car. I seem to have a flat on my truck and no jack. I was wondering if you could loan me yours. It won't take long. And as I watch her look to the truck and then back to me, I know that I have caught her. She rolls down the window about 6 inches and says, "Let me just pop the trunk." The trunk yawns open, and I lean in, rummaging. The car rocks slightly as I check the trunk. It is one that releases the back seats from here. I cannot believe how well the signs are lining up tonight. With a quick look around the parking lot, ascertaining that there is no one to see, to render assistance, I pull the rod that releases the seats, and with a speed born of practice, I dive into the trunk. She barely has time to draw in her next breath before I have both hands on her throat. My mouth brushes her hair, and I whisper, "Be a good girl, and don't move. Don't make a sound." I force her to turn her head towards me and make that first sweet contact with her lips. I force my tongue between her lips and taste her fear. Her entire body shudders, and I feel a tear, hot and wet, run along the seal of our lips. My groan of passion is mirrored by her moan of fear. I let go of her, and I reach forward for the keys, pulling them from the ignition and pocketing them. Now, we will both get out of the car. We are going for a short walk. Don't try to get away. I will catch you. She swallows and nods her head in agreement. I climb from the car and pull her door open. Standing like this, I can observe her. The car lights, bathing her in both light and shadows. I stare at her eyes, see the tears flowing silently. Her thighs, bare, quiver. Her toes poked into flimsy little sandals and the short shorts now riding so high that there is the merest hint of pink pussy showing. I lick my lips and bend into the car, grabbing her t-shirt at the neck with both hands and tearing it away from her breasts. Those round globes, milky white, huge nipples surrounded by dark puckered skin, all a quiver under my gaze. No bra to impede my first glimpse. I tell her, "Good girl. So far you make me extremely happy." I grab both of her wrists in one of my strong hands and pull her from the car. The sound of the slamming door, loud in the night, makes her scream. I look deeply into her vivid blue eyes and I deliver a hard slap to her breast, letting my fingers land on one pert nipple, then linger there as I knead the heavy tit, pinch the nipple. Her tears still flowing, I lean in to lick them from her face, my fingers pinching the nipple harder with every passing second. Now, continue to scream like that, and I will give you something to scream about. Nod if you understand. She nods, and I release her nipple, watch her hands fly up to cover them, protecting them from further abuses. I gently move her hands and position them behind her head. Now, lace your fingers together and do not move your hands from that position unless I instruct you to. Nod if you understand. Her chin inclines slightly, that pretty bottom lip trembling and pouting so petulantly, the nod almost imperceptible in the dark. But I can sense her submission. Reaching into my pocket and pulling out a collar to fasten around her neck, I attach a leash, using a padlock to hold it firmly in place. I yank on it, and she follows the direction of the tug, her sobs spilling into the night. My cock throbs in the confines of my shorts, wanting to be released, but I must wait. I want no interruptions. I want my private time with her. I walk briskly, leading her over the sand dunes and behind a clump of trees. The darkness is now absolute, and her entire body shivers from both the chill of the night and the fear that twists in her belly. I hook the leash to a tree branch, too high for her to reach. She can do nothing but stand there, listen as I move about near her. Her imagination gone wild as her mind thinks of all the things that might happen out here, on the beach, in the dark, alone. This strange man. A slow glow builds from a single ember, and as her eyes adjust, she can see a fire burning in a pit. She paces nervously back and forth, the anticipation of things to come, possibly worse than whatever heinous act he may commit to her flesh. She sees me coming, a dark shadow in the circle of light, and I bend to undo her shorts, slipping them off, leaving her naked and shivering in the firelight. Reaching up to unhook her leash, I tug, leading her closer to the fire. She can feel the heat kissing her, stroking her with a soft caress of warmth. I stop and turn her so that her back is to the fire, and I tell her to bend. Placing both of her hands on the ground, I nudge her thighs, parting them, and then I finally touch her pussy. It quivers under my hand, dewy with her moisture. Smiling, I lift my fingers to my nose, inhaling the sweet scent. Oh, yes, this is the one. She is already wet for me. I pull down my shorts and I walk to face her, her eyes riveted on my large tool as it bobs mere inches from her pouty lips. I stroke, letting her see its throbbing head, the precum that oozes from its eyes. I grab a handful of hair. Kiss my cock. She whimpers and pulls back. My hand, wrenching her head forward by her hair, brings her into position once again. She wobbles, off balance, and without another word, I drive my cock straight down her throat. Her gag reflex is immediate, and the tears flow over her hot cheeks. I imagine that I can smell those salty drops of fear, and it makes my blood quicken in my veins. My cock throbs as I hold her head in place, her body shaking as her throat closing almost painfully on my turgid tool. As she tries to breathe, to swallow, anything to make me pull back. Her hands push feebly at my hips, her knees buckle and she falls to the ground, but I will not let go of her hair. My hand just twists tighter, hauling her up, forcing her to eat my cock. When she stops struggling, when the only thing keeping her upright is the pull of her hair and my cock impaling her throat, I pull out, long strings of drool connecting us together. The sight is so hot that I have to stroke my cock, watching as she falls to the ground, heaving, retching, and sucking air into her burning lungs. I smile. Oh, yes, she is the one. I reach for the switch, pulled just hours ago from the very tree that she had been tethered to, and I let it swish, letting her hear how it cuts into the fabric of the air. She is still coughing, gasping, and holding her throat, salty fear still slipping over her cheeks. She is right to be afraid. I have just begun to show her how much I need her body. I pace around her, tightening circles, swinging the switch, and then, with the flick of my wrist, it lands on a quivering breast. Her screams ring out, and I stop, staring down at her. What did I tell you about noise? I bring the switch down on her body, not caring where it lands, and she twists and turns, attempting to move out of the way. Her body marks with long red streaks, her breasts, her thighs, her ass cheeks, whatever part of the body turns my way. I let the thin branch kiss her flesh. I admire her silence. It is almost noble, the way she takes the punishment without giving voice to the pain. As I raise the switch for one last smack, she turns, loses her balance, and there, in all its pink, glistening glory, is her tender pussy, spread wide as she struggles to move. Our eyes connect, and I can see the stark fear as she realizes what she has exposed to me. The thin wood whistles as it snaps through the air, and with a plop, it lands in the folds, a wet sound as it gives her the most intimate of kisses. My own breathing is ragged as I watch her body contort. Her fear, a mask of pain, her body, her trembling limbs refusing to let to still as she rolls and rises, a whimper escaping her pretty lips. I drop to my knees, grab her hands, and wind the leash around them, tightly securing them to her collar. I lean down, pushing her thighs wide, inspecting the flesh so recently flayed, my fingers tracing the thin red line, so angry-looking, nestled there among the pretty pink nether lips. I shiver, imagining how it must have felt, goosebumps rising on my body. I rub at her clit, amazed at how wet she is, given the circumstances. Her legs are trembling, entire body shaking as I reach for the switch. I must see if she will lay still one more smack. Standing above her, I look into her eyes. Just one more. And if you will stay still, spread those milky thighs wide, and ask me to whip your pussy. Do you understand? Her nostrils flared, and she stares back up at me. Please, no. Please, don't. I smile, leaning down. I kiss her full on the lips. That was so close. Your voice is made for begging. Now beg me for the switch. Beg for it, or feel its kiss a dozen times.
She sobs openly, loud, wet, gurgling sobs as she drools, her nose running from the efforts of crying, and I wait, patiently, staring at her, waiting her for to beg for the pain.
Long minutes passed, and at last she lays back, spreads her thighs, and says in a whisper,
"Please, whip my pussy."
Just those four words, and my cock starts dripping its pre-cum. I run my finger along my slit, scooping out the wet, and rub it across her lips.
Such a good girl.
Taste my sex. Taste how much I need you. As her tongue snakes forward to taste me, I raise the switch high above my head, and taking careful aim, bring it down on her open pussy. The rewards are immediate. Her body fairly leaps off the ground, her legs closing instinctively, and as she lays on the ground writhing, I watch amazed as she comes, her pussy pouring out sweet juice. Her nipples are swollen. I can see the beating of her heart pulsing in those rock-hard pebbles as she lets the pain wash over her. She is the one. My cock knows. I drop to my knees, pushing her thighs wide, and trace a second angry line. It stops at her clit, and I realize that my aim is truly guided well. The tip of the branch landed squarely on her swollen nub. I can just make out the tiny welt that rises on the trembling piece of flesh. My fingers stroke her clit, a little hard on of her own, rubbing faster, watching her face contort from pain to pleasure. She lifts her hips, bringing her pussy closer to me. I slip two fingers inside, sighing as the heat engulfs me, her walls sucking at my fingers, demanding them deeper. I add a third finger, fucking her, curling my fingers to graze her front wall. I watch her face, able to tell when my fingers have found the right spot, and I hammer in and out, tweaking that G-spot deep inside. She starts to moan, rocking her hips, and I smile, my hand a blur as it fucks her pussy. Adding a fourth finger, her cunt squeezing down, hurting my hand, I slap her ass, "Relax and let me in." And for a moment, she does. Four fingers slip in, the natural lubes letting me slide, and then she contracts her cunt, squeezing my fingers. My free hand falls over and over on her inner thigh, commanding her to relax. At last, she manages to bring her willful cunt under control, and I slip my thumb inside her opening, twisting my hand, pushing hard, force-feeding her pussy. Her breaths are loud, and I see fresh tears tracking over her cheeks, her face crimson as at last, with a squelching, sucking sound, my hand pushes in, my wrists being kissed by those pretty petals in full blossom. Clenching my fingers into a fist, I pull back, my body contorting once again as her muscles contract, refusing to open up to release my fist. I grind my knuckles against her G-spot, hard, fast, brutal as I fist fuck her, in and out, twisting to let her feel the full roll of my knuckles, watching her face, pain or pleasure. It's hard to tell. And it doesn't really matter, because this is for me. This is my pleasure, watching her, powerless as I take what I want. My arm like a machined piston, in and out, her body being pulled back and pushed forward with the force of my fist into her quivering quim. The sound of her fluid sloshing inside her get louder as her pussy just keeps oozing more, and my hand batters her insides until, with a scream, she comes. I can feel the rush, the heat, as a torrent of sweet girl cum gushes out around my wrist, splashing my chest, dripping down onto my rock-hard cock, and still I hammer away inside, demanding more. She lays on the ground, wide-eyed, panting and gasping, her screams stilled by the fact that she has run out of air and is trying desperately to breathe in while her body is riddled with pain. With pleasure, I smile, knowing how sweet this will be, how tight that dark hole will be, how much it will pleasure me and pain her. I refuse to unclench my hand, pulling it backwards, twisting it and rolling it inside her battered pussy. She opens her mouth to scream and I reach for the switch, swish it through the air, and with a growl she lays back, her hands fluttering uselessly at her neck. She stares at me, and finally I get my fist out. It pulls out with a squelching sound, and I watch as her pussy quivers and twitches. I stare into her eyes, and smiling, I ask, "Have you ever been fucked in the ass?" I know the answer before the word "no" drops from her lips. She is wide-eyed and showing more fight than at any point so far. She rolls over onto her belly and uses her feet to propel herself forward, frantic to get away. I laugh out loud. "That is exactly the position I want you in. Save your strength. You're going to need it for later. I'm going to take your ass, rip into you, and you will feel like you are dying for a few minutes, and then you will beg me for more." I grab her by the hair, drag her upright, and then quickly bend her over the fallen tree trunk, her head and upper body swaying, her ass perfectly poised and at the right height. My cock needing this, I grab my rod in one hand and spread her cheeks wide with the other, drag my cock along her slit, collecting some lube, and let the hard tip nestle at that lovely rosebud. Take a deep breath, and this time, scream if you can. Because with a grunt, I thrust my hips, leaning my full body weight against her pucker. There is no give at all, and my cock aches with need, my heavy balls pulling up, wanting to release. Moving my hips side to side, I use both hands to spread those cheeks wide. With a forward thrust, I can feel her sphincter opening, inviting me into the warm depths of her tightest of holes. Her scream is drowned out by the sound of my own cries of pleasure. My voice ringing clear in the night air, my hips fucking her ass, pounding her with ferocity of an animal, grunting as I drive deep, my seed releasing, pumped into her convulsing bowels, my spunk filling her, balls emptying painfully as my orgasm leaves me weak and sweaty, leaning over her used form. I can hear her labored breathing, her whimpers, and I kiss the tender flesh at the junction of neck and shoulder. She moves beneath me, and as my cock slips free, I mark my property, sinking my teeth into that tender flesh, scissoring my teeth with a thin wail. She faints, her body refusing to take any more pain. I clean myself up, removing all traces of the evening from the ground. I dress and pick up her prone body, cradling her lovingly. She is the one. Walking carefully, not wanting her to awaken, I place her in her car, fasten the belt around her naked body, inhaling the sweet scent, smiling as the dribble of cum leaks from her ass, from her pussy, pulling on the car seat, kissing her cheek, such a sweet treasure she has bestowed upon me. I lock her doors. I don't want anyone else to take advantage of her. And with a smile, I whistle as I walk away.